9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Sadly, yesterday, we lost one of the good guys in rock and roll. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts passed at 80 years of age. Now, there's no official word on why, the cause, but he was in for a surgical procedure, which would cause him to miss the upcoming Rolling Stones tour as he recuperated. And then he went back into the hospital. We hear it may be heart surgery. That's just a rumor. Let's talk about the man who was a sweetheart, kind, gentle, patient.
And dashing. And what a great dresser.
He was a fabulous dresser.
Those suits.
And he maintained his decorum in the middle. They say he kept the band together when the band was at its most fractured. When Keith Richards and Mick Jagger would go after each other and not speak to each other, Charlie Watts was in the middle.
He was
kept the beat, baby. Mm-hmm. Kept the steady beat. Charlie had been with the Stones since 1963.
Wow.
The official announcement from the band, you know, said the things that you'd expect it to say, because he really was all that, quite literally, and a bag of chips. Here, we put together what's called a montage. It's basically, this is Charlie Watts drumming, the steadiest beat in rock and roll. The Eagle. The late Charlie Watts and the Rolling Stones. 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. The upcoming No Filter Stadium Tour, 13 dates, will go on. Sitting in for Charlie is Grammy-winning musician and producer Steve Jordan, who's a great drummer, who had been a member of Keith Richards' side project, the Expensive Winos.
Yeah!
I think he'll fit right in. The New York Times coverage so perfectly stated that Watts was reserved, dignified, and dapper. Mr. Watts was never as flamboyant, either on or off stage, as most of his rock superstar peers, let alone the Stones lead singer Mick Jagger. He was very content to be one of the finest rock drummers of his generation.
Wow.
Very content.
High praise.
Played a jazz-inflected swing that made the band's titanic success possible. Keith Richards and Charlie Watts were so good together, and as Keith Richards said in his autobiography, Life, Charlie Watts has always been the bed that I lie on musically.
Wow.
Quite literally, he would spend half the concert staring at Charlie, not at the crowd.
Man.
So, rest in peace. More Stones music, and more actually from Charlie Watts and other members of the Stones and rock royalty about the passing of Charlie Watts. Rest in peace, Charlie. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann, the late Charlie Watts. Hard to say that. More Stones music and a bit more on Charlie and his amazing career. And the fact that he really was a jazz drummer. That was his thing. And he brought sort of that swing to the Stones. And made magic, literally made magic since 1963. One of the few bands really without a lot of personnel changes through the years. They and the Beatles, very, very similar. In fact, the Rolling Stones had to follow the Beatles into venues. And the Rolling Stones didn't have the fan base or excitement here in the U.S. that the Beatles did. In fact, Charlie, in a couple of minutes, will play a little audio of Charlie talking about going into the Cow Palace in San Francisco after the Beatles.
And no one told them about the British invasion. They were not involved.
No one told them. But nonetheless, who's out there selling out stadium? Well, Paul McCartney certainly does. But the Stones' 13-stop tour, guarantee you there wouldn't have been a seat available at any of those stadiums.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who's better, Rolling Stones or the Turtles?
Really?
Turtles, I know you're always a big fan.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about... Would you rather hear that for 2 hours? Or I'd rather hear, I can't get no... Da, 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 da.
Well, how about the Rolling Stones or Paul Revere and the Raiders?
You name one Paul Revere and the Raiders song for me, I'll give you $1,000. Right here, right now. Name one.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
I think that's they're coming to take me away. Ha ha. To the funny farm. Napoleon the Eighth. I can name the artist. Okay, one hit a wonder.
Look at you.
Please. Paul Revere.
I'm trying to think of the most ridiculous.
You
name
did.
Band.
That's Thank a pretty you. Ridiculous Thank British you. Import. Name one member of the band.
Well, look, Paul Revere. It's right in the damn title of the band's name. Them and Pink Floyd and then Leonard Skinner. They all go.
And your drink. First concert ever was Pink Floyd?
Exactly.
What happened? You shouldn't be such a rock aficionado, a psychedelic pop rock alternative experimental band fan. That was your first show.
I know. Well, what's Jerry Lewis's son's band's name? I can't.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Okay.
This diamond ring
doesn't... Just name any ridiculous band name.
You name them. I played them on the radio. 106.9 The Eagle. Saying goodbye to Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, who passed at the age of 80. Married to the same woman since 1963. One daughter, Serafina. A lovely couple, a lovely family. Charlie, of course, provided the great beat. They call it a swing beat. He was into jazz and just a musician's musician. Whatever was going on at the front of the stage, Charlie knew his job, he knew his mission, and he knew he had the best seat in the house to watch Keith Richards and Mick Jagger do their thing. And we wanted to highlight some great tracks from the Stones and, of course, Charlie Watts this morning here on The Eagle. And we wanted to play one that's the opening track to the 1969 album Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones. This song is so big in the annals of rock history. It's on Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time at number 34.
Mm.
Wow.
And Keith Richards wrote the opening riff to this song in London while Mick Jagger was away filming a movie at the time. And he was so excited when Mick Jagger came back to play this for him. 106.9 The Eagle. The late Charlie Watts and the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, and Mary Clayton doing those great female vocals. It's even more than backing vocals. She really took lead and grabbed that song and steered it for a period of time. And Mary Clayton was called in at the last minute during a late night recording session during the mixing phase because they felt the song was really missing something.
Well, could you imagine the song without it?
No, I can't. She was featured in the movie 20 Feet from Stardom, great movie about backing vocalists and background singers, sang with Leonard Skinner, some of those great female vocals, Mary Clayton there with the Stones. And it doesn't matter the song you pick, whether Charlie Watts' drum playing is right up front and leads the song, obviously, or behind everything else going on, keeping the song on beat with that forward momentum and energy. You can hear it in every one of them. Charlie Watts passed at the age of 80. So much great music from that band. And we'll play some for you here this morning on The Eagle. Here's our late night update with James Corden, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
Following the full approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, the company revealed it would start marketing the drug under the name Comirnaty. So now people will start referring to the Pfizer vaccine as the Pfizer vaccine. It's too late for a rebrand. This is like when your friend comes back from vacation and is like, actually, everyone calls me Turbo now. No, they don't. You're Andrew and you're still kind of lame.
Moving on, following the announcement that the FDA has officially approved the Pfizer vaccine, President Biden is now calling on companies in the private sector to adopt a shot mandate. If you ask me, this is just further proof of a giant conspiracy between the government and the corporate elite to infringe on Americans' God-given right to get infected by a deadly virus.
Well, guys, as I mentioned today, the report on the origins of COVID was completed, and an unclassified version will soon be released to the public. And like everything with this pandemic, I'm sure Americans will fully accept the truth, and it'll put all conspiracy theories to rest.
During his farewell address yesterday, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo discussed the sexual harassment allegations against him and said he was treated unfairly. Yeah, what kind of white man whose dad was also governor only gets 10 years in office? On his last day in office, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued one pardon, and this is weird. It was for future Andrew Cuomo.
Netflix just announced the release dates of 42 movies that are hitting the platform by the end of this year. Even the Hallmark Channel was like, maybe you should just slow down a bit. You know, 42 new movies. When they hear that, Disney Plus said, get some Avengers in front of a green screen now. Well, this is going viral. The other day, Rudy Giuliani was spotted in the Delta Lounge at JFK shaving. This is real. Then Rudy left to do a press conference at Four Seasons Total Manscaping.
Well, sure.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
So much success as a member of the duo Loggins and Messina. Kenny Loggins on his own had landmark success. Jimmy asked me, how does Jim Messina feel about Kenny going off on his own? Still, not great. Not that happy.
It does help when you are able to write songs for iconic movies. That, you know, of course, from Caddyshack. He did Danger Zone for Top Gun.
Right.
I mean, Footloose.
Jim Messina is a great player and singer, and they were wonderful together, but yeah.
Won't he be at the Hagerstown?
He's going to be at, exactly. He's opening for us.
at the top of that hotel.
106.9 The Eagle. It's Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it.
You know, I have just enjoyed going to see performances since I was a little kid. I told you that my mom dragged me to see Peaches and Herb when I wanted to see Frank Sinatra Jr.
Washington's own Peaches and Herb.
Oh, I thought you meant Frank Sinatra Jr. I'm like, no, I don't think he's from D.C. at all. And then, you know, the first concert I saw was Pink Floyd.
That's a great place to start.
In a stadium. And, of course, the next week I saw...
Yeah, where do you go from there?
Well, I went right to Crosby, Still, Nash, and then a day later, Steve Miller Band.
Excellent.
And then...
Add Beatles and Stones and pack up your tent and go home.
And then the next week, J.D., I felt so lucky I got to see James Taylor at a matinee show. On a Sunday afternoon. He did two shows in Carolina.
Matinee?
It was an outside shed show. And so at noon, he did one show, and at 6, at 8, he did another. Hello, how are you?
I'm not going to get much sleep today, not much rest. And I need a lot of mosquito repellent.
You know, he was a stone's throw away from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and he's like, where his father was a professor.
Right.
And he's like, Carolina's on my mind, and so is a lot of cash.
Which hey,
he,
well.
So think about selling, you know, probably 50,000 people saw him in one day. Not bad, right?
And the merch sales alone.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
But that's when I was really impressed with the Fly Girls. When the Fly Girls came out, the pyro.
No, he doesn't use. By the way, he uses 5 backing vocalists, James Taylor now on tour. And they're amazing. Each one of them is a lead singer in their own right. Each one of them have sang and played with, you know, the Quincy's of the world. It's really incredible, the show you see. Now, was he more the stripped down? Because James Taylor considered himself a rock artist at one point.
Really?
Now, even though he covered Carole King's You've Got a Friend, that was his big, you know, foray into music. Yeah. And then, you know, Fire and Rain and Caroline on My Mind, he still thought of as a rock artist.
He rocked out in the Steamroller Blues.
Okay.
He does.
He really does.
When he puts on the electric guitar as opposed to the acoustic guitar, he does become another guy.
Well, now you made me forget what I was going to say, Lisa. Great, damn, the Steamroller Blues would suck. But anyway.
No, but please, it's a highlight of the show.
Even Jim Croce says, hey, toughen up a little bit, James Taylor. I mean, Neil Sedaka says,
Neil Sedaka.
That's a little soft, wimpy music there. But Neil Sedaka, don't blame me. That's Neil Sedaka and Jim Croce.
Whoa.
And who's the guy with Life in a Bottle? Who's that guy?
Time in a Bottle.
Who's that guy?
Jim Croce.
So I was right, Jim Croce. Not a fan of Jim Taylor.
He says, that
Friends.
That's not what he said.
Little A. Jim Croce, Cats in the Cradle.
Jim,
you're staring at me. Who sang Cats in the Cradle?
Bad Leroy Brown. I mean, all those songs that he did. But Jim Croce said, "You don't have a friend in me." That's what he said about James Taylor. Rum Shaker. When James Taylor did Rum Shaker. Oh, James Taylor did that, and then he
Harry Chapin, the late Harry Chapin.
He's not a fan of James Taylor either. He said, "Well, guys, the music's wimpy."
All were friends. And Carly Simon, great singer-songwriters. You're naming some of the best.
Well, Christopher Cross said that James Taylor couldn't hold his piano. That's what he said. And you know what a ladies' man he was.
Chris Cross?
Christopher Cross. I mean, that guy was a stud. But nevertheless...
Let me get back to the story.
Yeah, back to the story. As I try to name every artist I could possibly who would be on Yacht Rock.
They're all great Yacht Rock artists.
Richard Carpenter said he could slap around Jim Taylor.
Oh, please. No,
but then I saw, the next week I see him, James Taylor, and then I see Hootie the Blowfish. And that's when...
It's not a bad intro to contemporary music.
But still can't hold a candle to the Jack Diamond, Lisa Ann band.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That I saw probably 100 times.
Thank you.
No, well, how many?
At least 100 times. We did 25 New Year's Eve parties together.
Well, and then I go to this. I remember when Elton John closed for you guys.
No, we opened.
Hold on.
And we were, in all fairness... That was not a main stage opening. That was at Nissan. And, you know, it takes 2 years to go from the parking lot to the venue. So we were in the beer garden, playing in the beer garden. Exactly. And it was wonderful.
It just shows that the kind of man you are as a performer. You don't need to be on the main stage. Oh, no, hold on. Who closed that night?
Elton John.
And who opened?
We did.
So who closed for you? Thank you. And Moody Blues closed for you guys?
Right? Thank you. Main stage.
You were on the main stage.
Merriweather, yes.
And they closed, right?
They did.
So you went in early because you wanted to beat the traffic out.
Oh, for God's sake, hit the ID. WWEG. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. You, I'm sure, are aware we lost the Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts yesterday at the age of 80. A dapper, debonair, down-to-earth, non-rock star rock star. Who really was the backbone of the Rolling Stones? You can ask any of them. Keith Richards will tell you literally that Charlie Watts has been the bed that I lie on musically. What Charlie laid down, I could riff off and play. And if you have ever seen the Rolling Stones in concert, you know that about half the time, Keith Richards is facing Charlie Watts and they get into a groove together. Charlie was just rock steady, an absolute gentleman and really sweet guy. Virtually everyone likes this guy, or liked him. Married to the same woman since 1963.
That's impressive.
It's very impressive. And, you know, he certainly had his issues with substance, as most have, I think, on a couple of occasions. But really pulled himself together. He fell asleep during a recording session.
Mm.
And he, had a drug issue. And Keith Richards goes to him and says, "Don't do this now. Do this when you're an old man." And Charlie Watts said, "That's it. You know, at that point, I said, you know, I can't sleep on the drum kit while we're in a recording session."
Think when Keith Richards is the one that helped you clean up your life.
Think about that. As Bruce Springsteen said of now, sadly, the late Charlie Watts, as much as Mick's voice and Keith's guitar, Charlie Watts' snare sound is the Rolling Stones. When Mick sings, "It's only rock and roll, but I like it," Charlie is back showing you why. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Really enjoying not only the music this morning, but every morning here on The Eagle. And today, you know, it's sad when you lose someone iconic like the drummer of the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts. It just... doesn't seem real, doesn't seem possible. They were coming out on a 13 stadium tour. But nonetheless, they will go on. And, you know, it's interesting that they asked Charlie during this period of time if it was okay, obviously, if they continued the tour. And Charlie said, "Of course, you've got to go out there. You've got to play. You've got this booked." If Steve Jordan could sit in, he gave his blessing. And I guess at the very end, when it looked like Charlie was quite ill, and we don't know exactly what happened, but maybe he had heart surgery. That was the surgical procedure. Somehow, he gave his blessing to Steve Jordan, carrying on as a Rolling Stone member. So, featuring some Rolling Stones music this morning as well. And it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not only going for the obvious. We're going for some deeper, I don't want to say more meaningful cuts, because I think they're all great cuts. But there's a story behind every one of them. And there are so many great pictures. Picture of Ringo Starr giving Charlie Watts drumsticks. And just the two of them as drummers, same era, walked in many cases the exact same steps and paces at the exact same time. If the two of them, and it's a shame that we didn't have an opportunity to have Charlie Watts sit down with the Ringo Starrs of the world, the remaining sort of great drummers from that British invasion of the 60s, how they all influenced each other. But Charlie Watts influenced so many musicians because he was always there, always in the pocket, always on beat. And he played with one of the smallest kits. You think about Def Leppard, and, you know, that drum kit takes up half the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Watts, I think, played with a, well, his snare is what everybody knows in all these songs. You know, a hi-hat, a kick drum, a floor tom, and a couple of cymbals, that was it.
And a cowbell.
Well, and a cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think when they would do Honky Tonk Woman, I think Mick would wander the stage with the cowbell. You know, Mick, we don't need any more cowbell. It's actually plenty. Put that down now.
It's the paprika of instruments. A little goes a long way.
No matter what, you're right. No matter what was going on up front, Charlie Watts was in the back keeping everything in the pocket.
And I don't think non-musicians understand how important the drummer is.
You know, it's the heartbeat of the band. I mean, it literally is the heartbeat of the band. So without it, you know, it would be anarchy. And just think of, you know, the way Mick and Keith get along. It would have been anarchist. So rest in peace, Charlie. Some more great Stones music in a minute. This confuses me because I think most people think this summer, it isn't what everybody wanted. They just did a survey, and they're always doing these crazy surveys. And I hate to think that this one is true, but I understand if, in fact, it is. 80% of us have had a bummer summer. I think our expectations were so high going into the summer if everything didn't click. And now, could I be honest with you? The $700 a night you spent on a room in Ocean City in July.
Oh, you're so right.
That showed up on your credit card bill. Yeah.
And it rained. It rained that weekend.
So I'm saying, listen, we still have some August left. We still have September. If there's something on your little bucket list, or, you know, the whole lockdown pandemic thing you didn't get to do, maybe go do it. Do it with, you know, normal expectations. Hey, we're going to have a great time, have a few drinks, watch a couple of sunsets. We're going to camp, we're going to grill, whatever you're going to do, because we're running out of summer, and 48%, 50% of us wish there was a way to extend for another couple of weeks. So, you know, my 2 cents worth, the weekend's coming up, just make plans, go do it. Here's the weirdest question they asked. What did the summer of 2021 taste like? Some said fruity, some said boredom, some said bitter and salty. Some, my people, said spicy. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. The rock world lost Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, the only drummer they ever knew from their inception in 1963. The Rolling Stones and Beatles both came out about the same time. The Beatles took off, you know, like nobody expected. Meteoric rise. And the Rolling Stones had to follow them, in some cases, to some of the venues. Here's Charlie Watts talking about the first Rolling Stone tour.
Our first tour of America was, I remember going to some place, I don't know where it was, but it was in like one of these cow palaces or something, and there was like 200 people in this huge arena all around the bandstand, and we drove in a motorcade. That was thanks to the Beatles. I mean, they expected us to be like that.
Well, they were a British band, right? Why should they be exactly like the Beatles? And they were friends, and told you about a lovely picture of Ringo Starr hanging out with Charlie Watts. Two gentlemen drummers looked like Ringo was giving Charlie a set of his drumsticks. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, obviously a big fan. You couldn't help but be a musician and a guy as nice and sweet as Charlie Watts really was as a man. And within an hour of Charlie Watts passing, Paul McCartney tweeted some very kind things about him.
Condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock, fantastic drummer, steady as a rock. Love you, Charlie. I always loved you. Beautiful man. Great condolences and sympathies to his family.
106.9, The Eagle. So steady, so prominent in so many Stone songs, Charlie Watts. Just one of the best ever in the history of rock music. Rest in peace, buddy. 80 years old, Charlie Watts passes. The guy who's taking his place, Steve Jordan, is no slouch. Steve Jordan, and Jimmy, you may not remember this, was the drummer, not only in Saturday Night Live, but Letterman's band, before Anton Figg.
Whoa!
Same guy. He, and I'm not going to go into a deep dive on Steve, just know this guy, Grammy Award winning, respected by all, played with some of the greats, Don Henley, John Mellencamp, Cat Stevens, Bob Dylan. I mean, he's played with everyone. He's in Sheryl Crow's band for a while, played with Neil Young, Kelly Clarkson.
Mm,
and he plays everything, and he plays incredibly well. Grammy Award winning. And he's a producer, worked with Robert Cray. So he has about as good resume and rock chops as you can imagine, and a super nice guy, and I think will be exactly what the Stones need on this 13 stadium tour. He was going to be the guy anyway when Charlie was ill and had to take time off, but I think going forward, if the Stones come out again, Stones record again, it's going to be Steve Jordan. You're going to miss that Charlie Watts presence, but Steve certainly will carry on the legacy. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
You have this hot Corvette automobile.
Yeah?
One of the best ever made. Corvettes are always leading, well, whether it's performance or style or technology in American sports cars. I don't know that there's a better one.
Almost looks like a piece of art.
It does look like a piece of art on wheels. So you have this Corvette, you've driven it, you've enjoyed it, you've babied it, you've polished it, had the oil changed. Finally, that day comes where, as much as you hate to do it, James, it's time to sell your Corvette.
Yeah.
So you put the ad in the paper, you put it in Auto Trader, you go see dealers, you figure out what the car's worth. Obviously, you'd like to get top dollar for it. And right now, what do they say? Used cars are very expensive. It's a great time to trade in a used car.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a car to trade in, this would be it.
Perfect.
If you were going to sell it to someone,
yes.
What would you do before selling it?
Well, I think you want to just enjoy it. Haven't you done that when you're saying goodbye to your car? You take it one last little ride.
Really?
Right around the neighborhood.
Is that what you would do?
Well, sure, to kind of say a proper goodbye, to enjoy it, to soak up the, you know, to take a big deep breath, to feel all the power under you.
Well, you're not alone.
Yeah.
But it's not a good idea. I'm going to show you a video. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. In fact, join us for a live in-studio Facebook. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. And I want you to watch this because you just said you would take your hot, I don't know, $100,000, $160,000, whatever it is, whichever model you bought.
Okay.
All right. Your $160,000 Corvette.
I'd be living in it, sure.
You're going to take it out for one more joyride.
Mm-hmm. Feel that fiberglass, baby.
A man named Spencer Everett in Greenville, North Carolina, reached an agreement to sell his 2020 Chevrolet Corvette. He was supposed to hand over the keys yesterday, but on Monday afternoon, he decided to take it out for one last hurrah, one last drive.
One last turn at the wheel.
One last, may I have a turn at the wheel, please? He gunned it.
Yeah?
He lost control of the car.
Ooh. Ooh.
Off the road he went. Into a ditch. And then he flipped his 2020 Corvette on its side. Now, you know, that's bad enough. But when there's video, it's even more painful. The car's a total wreck. Spencer was not hurt. Corvettes are great cars. It's safe to say the sale is off. Off. And since these cars are sought after, he was probably in line to cash in. There's no word on what he was selling it for. I wish I knew that. But, you know, they're great vehicles. They're great cars. If you're watching Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, in fact, I'm going to show you the video here on Facebook. Lisa Ann, come on over and take a look. This is something you don't want to see. This is the Corvette on its side.
Oh.
Now, is that a sad look or what?
Well, especially you have to, well, there's so much, what is that, weeds all in the, all over everything.
When he flew off the road, South Carolina, so I guess, or North Carolina. Looks like it was in a marshy area. There are some swamps.
You can imagine how humiliating that would be, have to climb out of the side of, well, thank God he was able to. But that's a bad feeling, right?
This couldn't, it would be the worst feeling. Have you had an experience like this where you wrecked maybe a car you were trying to sell? Maybe you had one last party at your house. That happened to us with a house that we were going to buy. And they ended up burning down the house.
What?
Yeah. And this was a long time ago. This wasn't recent. But they had one last big party. And it got out of hand. And they had a fire. And nobody was watching what was going on with the fireplace. They all went outside. And the house caught on fire. So, needless to say, we didn't consummate that deal.
I bet not.
So, here's the video. I mean, there's not much more to it. The blinker's on. Now, that's even more embarrassing. At what point did he turn the blinker on?
Was mocking you.
And there, isn't that painful? All right. Well, I don't know how he intends now to dispose of the car. I don't know if, State Farm, like a good neighbor, is still with him, or if Nationwide is still on his side, or if Flo at Progressive is taking his call or found his retainer in the dryer. I don't know.
Dr. Rick is not going to take the copay for that. I tell you that right now.
So the moral of the story is, the lesson to be learned here.
Yeah.
Once it's sold, park it. 106.9 The Eagle.
WWUG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. It's been fun, obviously, playing some great Rolling Stones songs this morning. Sad in the loss of Charlie Watts at 80. I guess if you look at any rock star's life, if they make it to their 80s, sadly, we've lost so many so young. And Charlie had some issues through his life, but managed to get cleaned up, married to the same woman, and desperately in love, a lovely couple, since 1963. One daughter together, one grandchild, and, all in all, about as happy a life as you can have in rock and roll. You don't see Charlie splashed on the tabloids. You know, there are no tell-all books about Charlie going nuts. Like Mick Jagger, quite honestly, has had more than a colorful life. Keith Richards, one of the reasons you have a guy like Charlie Watts in your band, not only is he steady on the drums, he is a calming influence on everybody else and help the band stay together. They literally say if Charlie Watts weren't in that band, they would not be together and probably wouldn't have been since the 70s.
Wow.
So think of all the music, and they continue to record and record well and do well. Every time they release an album, which isn't that often, there's always a couple of great cuts on it, a lot of, what you expect from the Stones, and it sells well. Very few bands can say we've been doing that since the 60s, and people still consider us relevant enough to sell out 13 stadiums for our latest tour. And the tour will continue with a wonderful drummer and great guy who has filled in before, Steve Jordan, who's a Grammy award-winning musician and producer. So if you're going to go see the Stones, go see the Stones. You're still going to see them. And in the spirit of the late Charlie Watts, Steve Jordan is, certainly a different drummer, a different style, but when you fill in, when you sit in for someone, you're going to play their style of drumming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Steve's goal here is to, drive the thing in a different lane. We did mention, and by the way, another Stones tune in just a minute here on the Eagle, did mention that this guy in North Carolina sold his Corvette. 2020. Used cars are hot right now. Most dealerships will give you more than they're worth, more than the Blue Book says, especially if it's in great condition. This thing looked perfect. He decided, like most guys, boys will be boys, to take his Corvette for one last drive after it was sold, after the agreement was made.
Yeah.
He gunned it. We showed you the video. He wrecked it. He's fine. Corvettes are great cars. Safety systems are incredible. Plus, the performance systems. But they can't make up for stupidity. and it looked like it was a little muddy, perhaps a little wet, when he was driving. Has that ever happened to you? Have you made a deal to buy a car and somebody wrecked it, or you did? Or you went to buy a house and they had one last party and a fire got out of hand, as happened to us? We hadn't signed the contract yet, but it was the house we wanted. Ended up burning half the house down. Or whatever it may have been. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. You can watch the video if you like, Facebook Live, or just drop into comments. A couple people mentioned they have sold cars and got more for it than they ever expected. So whatever your favorite dealership is, you know, whether it's, you know, CarMax, a local dealership, you know, one of our great sponsors here on the Eagle, good time to drive by and say, so what's it worth?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine said, just sold my 2020 vehicle back to the dealership. They wanted it so badly, I got a great price. I had that thing over there so fast for that exact reason.
No joyride for her.
I know, exactly. Wouldn't have done it because, unfortunately, sadly, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to our friend there in North Carolina? 106.9 The Eagle.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. We're digging through the Rolling Stones library here at The Eagle, which contains literally every great song they ever recorded. We played Satisfaction. We played Jumpin' Jack Flash. Let's see, we played...
Give Me Shelter.
Brown Sugar. Oh, you know what we haven't played? Let's go all the way back. Let's play Honky Tonk Woman.
Okay.
We were joking earlier about Cowbell, and when they recorded this, my guess is Charlie Watts, their wonderful, dapper, debonair, incredibly talented drummer, probably played it like most drummers do. They put it on basically a cymbal stand. And in fact, you can put it on the hi-hat and, you know, have the hi-hat do its cymbal thing while the cowbell does its thing. But, of course, when they're in concert, Mick loves to run around on stage with one drumstick and they, bloody well right. So here's here are the Rolling Stones and the late Charlie Watts on 106.9 The Eagle. The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Nice day today. Hot 95. Are you all right? Mm-hmm. You hurt yourself?
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I had like a shot of pain, just like a bolt hit my neck. And it was like, you saw me grimacing.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I did see you.
That hurt pretty badly. Go ahead.
Chalk it up to?
I think I may have a bone spur, it seems, in my neck is what it felt like. But other than that, I'm fine. Do you have any Vicodin, Percocet?
You had it.
Tylenol Q? I don't know. Oh, I should be fine.
Lisa. Should we get physical therapy for you?
Lisa, hold me. Yeah. You know what I
Please.
Need? You made me feel better, Jack. Some good news.
Jimmy.
You have
to. So kind of you to ask. Perfect. I happen to have good news available and ready. Did you pinch yourself?
I don't know.
You torque yourself on the chair?
I need some bourbon.
And you made fun of me spreading my neck, blow-drying my... At least I was doing something. I wasn't sitting.
Sitting is not fun.
All right, here's some good news from the Eagle. Two more big tippers in the news. Mm. Love these stories. Last week, somebody in Gainesville, Florida left... Jeez, wish I were serving that day. A $10,000 tip for the whole staff to split. Then somebody in Wisconsin stiffed their waiter for being gay. A nonprofit called Do Good Wisconsin tipped him $4,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take that. Yes. Daddy. Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
All mine.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Thank God the karma train pulled into the stadium.
You
right?
Show me a gay waiter that's not fun and has made you enjoy your dinner. Come on.
Well, right? Not only that, told you what not to eat when you say,
girl, you don't want to eat that.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. The owners of a big marketing firm in Albany, New York, recently used $4 million of their own money to pay off their employees' student debt.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
133 workers got $30,000 each. Mm. Now, 83 of them have no student debt, and the other 50 have so much less than they had before. That's life-altering.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
A TSA worker at Dulles saved a groundhog that ran out on the runway. It was over 100 degrees, so he was more worried about the heat than anything. He happens to have a background in animal control, so he knew what he was doing. Mm-mm. He released it to a nearby creek. Don't you say what you're thinking. I know you. At which point a snake ate it, right?
No.
Something like that. I know you.
Why didn't you put it on one of the old people movers? Get them out of here.
He didn't have that long to live. That people move. Things are slow. Let him have what life he has left by the pond.
Hey, he thinks it's hard getting out of there. Try and find parking at BWI.
Oh, I'd rather take Greyhound. At least I'll have a seat.
Satellite parking, what?
Satellite parking is for Baltimore, Cleveland. At least you get to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while you're there. There's a 14-year-old kid in Canada named Anthony who loves basketball, spends hours practicing in his driveway every day. So when one of his neighbors knocked on his door, he thought they were angry about the constant dribbling. Turned out they wanted to support him. Anthony dribbled in his driveway, but he didn't have a hoop. So people in the community started pooling their money, and they bought him one. Then a local business stepped in to help. Now he's got his sights set on the NBA.
Oh, my gosh.
His favorite player is LeBron, of course. Mm-hmm. Even shouted him out on Instagram. Aww. There's your good news from the Eagle.
Good news. Anytime you need to feel good.
Jack Diamond is your friend.
Said, what's your lot and number?
Dogs getting married. Cats getting rescued. Charity's making the quotas, making you laugh when we can.
Jimmy Alexander,
good news. Lee Sands, witty banter,
good news. Well, those ain't never eagle.
Patrick and Hagerstown,
good news. Now it's time for Jack Diamonds. Good news.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
You can certainly find more complicated drum and guitar riffs in Rolling Stone songs than that one. But there's something magical about when they break it down and that blues influence is there. Under My Thumb, 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. So we thought we'd give the final word to the man himself, Charlie Watts, as we have spent some time celebrating great music of the Stones and Charlie's life today. Here's Charlie on what being a drummer really is.
I mean, the very nature of playing drums is a nervous twitch, really. It's a cross between being an athlete and a totally nervous wreck, really.
And the guy could not have been more steady. Didn't matter what was going on the front of the stage, he was back there keeping the beat. And finally, on Charlie as being a member of a band.
You know, I've always seen myself as a member of a band. You know, when I play with bands, I very much play in the band. I'm very much a band member.
Yeah, and that's the way it works best, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A constant since 1963, Charlie Watts. Rest easy, Charlie. Boy, you've earned it. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle. The amazing thing about that Whitney Houston song is, unbelievably, as that woman could sing, she could not dance.
Was not known to be a dancer, no.
Not known to have any special moves.
If you watch any of the music videos, they'd always do a tight shot of her. All you could see is, you know, her chest up to her head, and she would shimmy her shoulders, but you didn't
see her.
Which
is funny when you're Whitney Houston.
Sure. When you sing like that, you don't really need to dance.
Right. Although, on Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph.
Bobby B! Yes, that was
the impression.
That was phenomenal.
Because she wouldn't dance.
No, but she'd do that little... Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy does Whitney as
thank you.
Maya Rudolph.
Very, very nice.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.